This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible by Sharpen Herbicide from BASF and Johnstown Bean Company. At a farm southwest of Crookston, Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz got a firsthand look at the impact drought is having on crops. Governor Walz has spoke to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack twice in the past week and emphasized the urgency of the situation.
I did think that they were very responsive. Secretary, I asked several questions. He called back within 30 minutes. He had the commissioner on with FSA within an hour. So I think they're getting there. I think the frustrating thing, you know, I think for the producers here and for me, is it seems like maybe we would have been able to unlock some of those lands. Now, I've lived this. I know there's rules in place. I know there's smart reasons why they do this. But I think trying to convey that this feels maybe a bit like a once-in-a-generation drought, and maybe we need to approach it that way. So I do, I'm pleased that they're hearing us. I think now what folks here are asking for is we'll be more pleased when we see some action.
Crookston, Minnesota farmer and North Harvest Bean Growers Association President Eric Samuelson was at that meeting. This was his message to the governor.
I think the dry bean production, especially here in Northwest Minnesota, is going to be greatly reduced. And North Dakota, I can see that also. So, I mean, I think staying informed of what's going on the farm and then relaying that message, especially to RMA. I mean, those crop insurance dollars, when it comes to that, we need them back out in the country so that we can start utilizing that, because I think the cash flow coming off the farm, you know, most producers are used to having a little bit of cash at harvest time, and it's just probably not going to be theirs. So it's just to stay informed that we're out here and what's going on. I think he received that message well.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, made possible by SRS Commodities and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.